today's stretch is a chest opener. And again, a lot of these stretches are because so many of us are doing so much sitting at our desk, and it's just, they're just like little pauses in your day. So with this one, all you do is, it depends on whether your chair is a low-backed or high-backed chair. So let's pretend that, have you got a low-back or a high-back, James? You've got a high-back.
Low-back,
I
guess. Well, no, what I mean at the moment. Oh, medium. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But medium. High. Okay. More high than low, yeah.
More high than low. Yeah. Okay. So you just bring yourself to the sort of towards the front of your chair, and you just lean back on your chair.
Yeah.
All right. And so that your back is resting on the chair, and then you spread your arms wide, right? And all you do is basically let yourself lean back over the chair with your arms wide and just let your chest open right out. And you probably need to bend your elbows to 90 degrees.
People will think I'm dead. I look like,
It is a bit like a good crucifix, I must say. it's slightly that position, but it is fantastic. Can you feel how that's really stretching your
And when you're saying
spine?
Bend my elbows, why would I bend? If I have my arms straight, it really stretches.
I just don't want you to get too much pain. But if you're good with that, but if it's too uncomfortable, you can bend your elbows.
Right. Okay.
And all it does, it just opens up all those muscles at the front of your chest, and it's just fantastic. When you've been sitting for a while, you just bring yourself back over the chair, and it feels amazing.
That's quite good, isn't it? If I combined that with the scream of the gluteus brothers that we did the last time, for example, well, we've done before. Let me see if I can. That's terrible.
Totally perfect.
You can't do that. That's asking way too much.
What do you mean at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be, like, degree of difficulty 11.2, I reckon.
I just tried it, and it's not good.
I don't think my professional indemnity would cover that at all, the combination chair I'm in. But if you just go backwards and give yourself that beautiful stretch, and then if your head's hanging too far back, you can just rest your hands underneath your head to kind of support it, because your head's actually 5 kilos. It's quite heavy.
So this one we're calling the good crucifixion, which is a phrase you just used before, which I hadn't thought of a crucifixion ever being good. But
it is very good for stretching open your chest. So, you know, there you go. You've got to look on the upside, really.
Always look at the bright side of life, as Brian's in that exact position.
He said crucifixion. Oh, no, thanks.
No, thanks.
So you just do yourself a nice extension, you lay yourself out there, and it's fantastic. And if someone walks into the room, as you're doing it, you just say, sorry, can't stand it anymore.
I think if someone walks into the room, just flop your tongue out of the side of your mouth. And keep still
He's
for a second.
He's finally lost it.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
It.
Very
so
good.
That's a beautiful stretch.
Thank you so much. The Good Crucifixion from Anne-Louise Bouvier.
Bye.